Acknowledgements. I am indebted to Roger R. Baldwin, Wilbur E. Canty, Herbert Meisel, and James P. McDermott for making available the computational details of their work on blackjack, and to the MIT Computation Center for making available an IBM 704 computer. I wish to thank the many friends and colleagues who have made valuable suggestions, particularly Professors Claude E. Shannon, Bertolt Schweizer, Abe Sklar, and Elbert Walker. I am indebted to Vivian and James Thorpe for the long hours they spent playing the part of the house, for showing me many of the methods and devices used by casinos in cheating, and for giving me a large amount of general information on the world of gambling. I owe a great deal to Michael McDougall, former special investigator for the Nevada Gaming Control Board, to some of the old-time Nevada count players, and to a certain crooked Nevada card mechanic. Conversations with a certain federal investigator have given me a large amount of information about the inside activities and the out-of-state connections of certain Nevada casinos. Last but not least, I wish to thank the two millionaires who financed the highly successful casino test of my system that is reported in Chapter 5. The results of the first edition have been sharpened and improved by the extensive researches of Julian Braun of the IBM Corporation. He has made most of the calculations for the point count method and has made numerous detailed and valuable suggestions. I am grateful to him for allowing his work to be incorporated into the second edition. I particularly wish to thank William E. Walden for the related work he has done with me on Nevada Baccarat. Thanks to Paul O'Neill for the integrity and journalistic clarity with which he portrayed Beat the Dealer and its author in Life magazine. Thanks also to Life for its courageous stand in printing the truth, despite hostile Nevada mobsters and politicos. I wish to thank many readers for their helpful suggestions, ideas, personal experiences, and testimonials, and for proving the book again and again in the casinos. Finally, thanks to the readers of the first edition of Beat the Dealer, who, in their enthusiasm, bought so many copies that they put it on the national bestseller list. There is a tide in the affairs of men, which, taken at the flood, leads on to fortune. Shakespeare, Julius Caesar. Chapter 1. Introduction. The game of blackjack, or 21, is one of the world's most widely played gambling games. In the United States, it is played in the state of Nevada, in Jefferson Parish near New Orleans, in the Galveston area, on and off in Hot Springs, Arkansas, in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, and in homes and private clubs throughout the country. Blackjack can be played in Puerto Rico, Aruba, Panama, the Grand Bahamas, and other spots in the Caribbean. There is blackjack in Europe at the Lido Casino in Venice, on the Isle of Man, and in London. Manila, in the Philippine Islands, and the Portuguese colony of Macau, near Hong Kong, also have casinos which feature blackjack. In England, blackjack is known as Van John, and in Australia as Pontoon. Both of these are corruptions of the French term Vingt-et-un. In Germany, it is called Einundzwanzig, or Achtzehn und Drei. Although the name varies, the game is essentially the same. In the modern casino game of blackjack, the player can gain a consistent advantage over the house by using the strategy presented in this book. Based on the mathematical theory of probability, this strategy was worked out with an electronic computer by the author and others. It is fortunate and perhaps surprising that the system reduces to a few simple charts that can be understood and memorized by the average player. In addition, the system lends itself to the rapid play usually encountered in casinos. The rules of blackjack vary somewhat from casino to casino. These variations, based on my studies of many casinos, are listed in Table 9.2. The table shows how these rules variations affect the player's chances and enables him to compare any two casinos.